KEAPUG Mobile.
WAFU.
Good morning, KEAPUG.
Good morning, KBARDB. Is that what you said? I don't know. I won't remember it. Probably embedded at that. You got to remember your own, I hear. I hear that's the important part. Anyhow, the answer is Sean, and the call is again W8FU.
Yeah, last digit is P, isn't it? Papa, KB8RBP. Yeah, it looks like... Looks like the air quality is not too bad here today. It was nice yesterday to see some blue sky for a change. Sun's coming up. Had a little bit of rain overnight, and I'm in Fenton, so not too bad here.
Yeah, pretty much same here. Looks pretty good today. Looks clear. Thumbs up. I'm on my way into work. I'm down here. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Down here, currently traveling in on the border between Warren and Sterling Heights. So, down here in a big city. And so far, so good. So, I don't have any big, got my grass cut before the rains and all that, so I don't have a whole lot I got to do outside, but who knows, I'll always find something. Oh, man. I need a coffee.
I was going to say, time to wake up. Yep, I made the commute for years. I've been doing IT support for 31 years, and I get to work from home now, so that's pretty nice. I do have an office in Flint I can go into. I've already been in 5 times this year. I think last year, for the whole entire year, I went in 6 times, so I might beat the record this year. It's nice to have that option, too. If the internet's out or there's a power outage after storms or something, I can just go into the office. There's another guy that supports the office, so if he's on vacation and there's an issue, they reach out to me and I head on in. It's only about a 20-minute drive. But, yeah, most of my career I've driven to Swartz Creek, Flint, Troy, Auburn Hills, and for a little while I had to go up the next year up in Saginaw. At 75 and 46 there, so used to put about 26,000 miles average a year. And now I'm probably, my car probably maybe does 5, 6.
Yeah, I used to do service on the road. I had a company vehicle, so it wasn't my car that I had to put the miles on. So I'd be driving to work. I didn't take the vehicle home with me. And for a while I did. And I've been doing that ever since, pretty much. So I've not had a car that I needed to commute in all that much in my career. And yeah, I'm currently in a company vehicle on my way to work. But I do have to commute. Now, ever since COVID, I've been able to work remotely as much as I want. I could probably honestly get away with 3 days a week without so much as a hiccup. And I find myself going in almost all the time. I rarely work from home, and only because I just don't have the I don't have home set up appropriately for it. And I find I work not longer or not more, but longer. You know, I spread the work out over the entire day. From the time I get up to the time I go to bed, I'm always, you know, maybe just taking a long break from something, but I'm just constantly working on stuff, so it didn't work for me too well. I have a hard time just saying this is the cutoff date. I start working now and I don't do anything else and I stop here. The stopping here part was always a problem for me.
Oh yeah, I've heard that from other people too. I fought it for a while. When I first had to come home during COVID, they sent everybody in the building home. We had to help people get their workstations out to their cars. I was home for a month, and then I had to go back in because we were converting everybody from Windows 7 to Windows 10. Had about 1,200 laptops to refresh. Kind of hard to do that from home. So a building that used to have 1,100 or 1,200 people in the building, three of us in the building, and then security, a couple people from security, and a couple people from the custodial staff, and that was it. So it took a while to get used to working from home. I didn't like it at first, but when winter came and I didn't have to go out and clear the driveway and clear the car and all that good stuff, that part I really liked. But there's something nice about getting up and getting dressed, shaving, packing your lunch, heading in the car and off to work. And I got a lot more radio time when I was driving back and forth to work. That made a huge difference, too. KD8RB.
Yeah, I did different things on radio. There was an HFNet that I used to get on every morning, and I did that pretty regularly when I was working from home. But that was what I liked about, you know, the same thing I liked about working from home is why I didn't like it. But I could get up and, you know, if I wanted to run to the store and get a quick shopping trip done, because remember how tough shopping was, especially during COVID. You know, so I could get out there, you know, I could go there at like 9 in the morning when they first opened, and, it was much better. You know, which normally I'd be working, right? But that just meant that I had to push the work, you know, back a ways. And if I wanted to, in the fall when it got cold, if I wanted to go get a bike ride in or something like that, you know, while the sun was still high and it was warm, you know, I could do that. You know, I could take off at 2 o'clock and I could go for a 2-hour bike ride. I felt like it, but then I'd have to come back and make that up. So, you know, that's why I was working until 9, 10 o'clock at night, you know, because I was doing all these things during the day. So doing them during the day was great, being able to do those when the time was most opportune, but then the work had to go from, you know, the time I woke up to the time I went to bed, and it's like, you know, so it was, I loved it and I hated it.
Yeah, and if I didn't mention it, name here is Mike. But, yeah, definitely differences between the two. I got a lot more exercise at first when I was in the office. We had to walk the floor to go to people's desks. We had to park way out in this parking lot, so it was a 5-minute walk to my desk. And I'd go out every day at lunch, walk, and then walk back in, and then walk back out at the end of the day. I was getting a lot of walking in, so we put a treadmill in here at the house in the living room in the corner. So you can watch TV while you're on the treadmill. Wife and I used it a lot, especially in the wintertime. But I still get up every morning and do 10 or 15 minutes on the treadmill before I start sitting all day. To kind of replicate the walk going into work every day before I started my day. So, yeah. Yeah, I still like to go in. We started something new the last Friday of the month. All the IT people that used to go into the office, we go in and meet. So I'll get a lot more time in this year in the office. It's just nice to see everybody. One of the guys went in and thought, man, this seems kind of weird. It's like a ghost town in the IT department. Let's see if everybody wants to get together. So we have lunch together and everybody gets to see each other and talk instead of just messaging each other on Teams. It works out pretty nice.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that as well, the face-to-face. You know, it's just seems, depending on the industry, right? Some industries it's important, other ones not so much. But in mine, I find I run a shop, and, you know, it's important to me, to kind of just, I'm sure they don't like it, but it's nice for me to hover around the shop and just kind of keep my ear to the ground and know what's kind of going on. So, I don't think anybody minds. I'm not that kind of supervisor, but still, you know, it's just something about being in there, you know, amongst the chatter, getting involved in the conversations, gives me a better understanding of what's going on, what problems people are facing, and, you know, if there's any possible way to solve them. It just doesn't come across quite as well in texting. And, you know, you get very, you know, people are very, you know, they don't talk casually. They get very formal when they're sending out a letter, because they know it's, you know, for posterity. It's there forever. So it might be a little less apt to say something casually. So I kind of just get things figured out a little quicker in person. So that's probably one of the reasons I do like it. I think in a perfect world, I'd go in 3 days and work from home on two. But that's the other thing about my job, is I can never predict when I'm going to need to go in. You know, if I have some job where I have to go scope a job site out or something like that, I don't necessarily have to go in the shop, but I might have to go to a job site, eyeball it for a estimate or a quote or something like that. So that's kind of harder to do from home, that's for sure. Oh, boy. Anyhow, we're all adjusting to it, right? The other thing is the restaurants. I called out some new place yesterday to get a bite to eat. Their hours were now 7 to 7. There's a place that we don't normally go to. I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing that a lot.
Yeah, the transition, a lot of people working from home really hurt the downtown areas and big cities, hurt the local restaurants where I worked in Flint all the time. There's local restaurants around the area, and we also had a cafeteria and outside vendors on different days. Monday you had a different vendor than Tuesday. Certain days you had breakfast and lunch. So they had like a Flint Crepe Company would come in and you could get crepes for breakfast. We did a big company picnic every summer. We did a Christmas party, free lunch for everybody, like buffet style down in the cafeteria. And when you called most of the local restaurants, after a while, taking your order every Friday or 3 days a week, they got to know who you were. Oh, yeah, regular. But I know a lot of those suffered. I mean, you think about it, an office with 1,200 people in the building and a pretty good percentage of them went out to lunch every day. When that disappears, just like if there's a GM plant or a Ford plant or something that shuts down, really big difference. Really hurts the local economy. All right, Sean, well, I'm starting my day, so I'm going to let you go. You have a good rest of your drive into work. Nice talking to you, and we'll listen out for your final. 73, KAB8RVP.
Okay, Mike, well, enjoy your day. If you do have to go, be safe. I'm going to find myself a cup of coffee and get myself to work here. I'll be working within the... by 7:30, so that's a good start. Take care. Nice meeting you. W8SU.
KE8RHB listening.
are you up to, Mike? WARC.
KJN, mobile as well.
Before it rains, hopefully they're not, hopefully they don't get too stupid on me. I got,
when you get a swarm, they're usually full of honey, and they'll instantly make wax and or polish up what wax you give them, and they dump the honey almost instantly. And I think that I've got, hopefully they're not ready to swarm already. I've only had them in there a week, but within 2 days, they probably had 5 gallons of, 5 gallons of nectar loaded up, what wasn't honey. And it looks like they've got about 4 or 5 frames already capped off, and I just caught them, like, within days ago.
That's why they call them busy bees.
More than I would have ever imagined before I start playing with them bugs.
Yeah, but you can't beat the results. A little honey.
I got people asking me constantly about comb honey, and I tell you, there's no substitute for it because humans can't make it look like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff how they can do that. Just one of a kind, I guess. That's like some of these birds and some of these nests that they make. Like, man, you only got a little beak and you're making this kind of nest. It's like, wow, this is weird. But it's all intertwined nest and it looks like a little house when they get done. Anyway, I just jumped in here to say, hey, I'm doing some other things. I want to get back outside. It's nice out.
Hey, they find a new location for the repeater yet?
Well, we got a meeting tonight, so I'm not sure the status right now. Hopefully, we got some answers tonight.
How much did it rain down there?
Hey guys, this is KEPL. How you guys doing?
Man, hey Mike, I'm gonna turn it over to you. I'm almost to the building center. I have to get an oil-based enamel rattle pen, paint pen, because I've got these are this year's queens, and I have to mark them with the color blue. 73. This is KB8OOE.
All right, Mike, 73, talk to you later. Rain, we only got a few drops, not much here. South, you got more. Anyway, talk to you later. 73, WARC.
Here's
the other
guy jumped in there. I'm not sure. But I got to run in and grab these paint pens. Milwaukee brand. They're dumbing down the Harbor Freight store so much, all you can get is yellow paint pens there now. KB8OOE.
Yeah, we doubled there for a second. WARC.
Catch you guys call and check in, but I got to run in the store regardless, so I'm going to run in here, grab these paint pens, and back out. You know, all we...
W-A-Y-R-C, W-A-Y-R-C, this is K-8-E-P-L.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just heading home from Menards, getting some bags of dirt, putting in some gardens and stuff like that. But I'm doing good.
Yeah, me too. Just sitting here redoing my resume and all that fun stuff. It's a fun. I should be outside. It's sunny out.
Understood. Yeah, it's definitely a nice day today. I'm definitely doing some work today outside, but as long as things go well, I plan on being at the meeting tonight for sure. So, hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Definitely. In fact, I'm going to set alarms because I got to be there early for VE stuff. So, real good. I forgot your call again. These new calls are hurting my head.
Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima is my call sign. But I'll see you at the meeting tonight. So, but good to hear you on the radio today, Mike.
All right, yeah, no problem. Yeah, we'll see you there. I got a few things to get done here, but anyway, I'll get back to it and catch you later. WHYRC 7388.
7-3, yeah, I'm just about to get home here, so I'll be off the radio. See you later. K-8-E-T-L, out.
WHYRC Mobile. NAWCD, NAWCD, this is Gate Whiney.
D8YNU, good evening. This is NAWCD. Well, you finally arrived to your short week there. One is down and one more to go. How is today at work?
I was busy. I was on phones today, so I would just call, but that's okay. I guess I'd rather be on phones than on radio, so I would, especially with how busy it was.
Yeah, I have to agree. Those kind of days when it was a lot of phone handling and traffic, you know, it ends up going to the radio and dispatch. Like, I think I'm, you know, one call to the next, and you don't have to deal with, you know, the busyness, dispatch, radio, and that kind of stuff. So it probably worked out the best for you there.
Yeah, it'll be my turn Thursday for that nonsense, but
That's okay. You got a day off and enjoy the day off before having to worry about going back. How was your day?
Oh boy. Well, I hope it's not terrible Thursday to rear up its ugly head there for you on 911. But I like saying, got a break there for a day and just spend a day and then you're done for the weekend. But we're doing pretty good here. I did some weed whacking outside today, and then I did some ham radio outside. Set up the TID radio with a mag mount antenna outside, and made a contact on two meter 5-2 simplex, and it's about 3 miles. Talked to the gentleman before, but it was a good contact, and glad to get back on the radio today.
Hey, good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds like a good way to do it and get outside and hook up that way. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It kind of intrigued, but I kind of like the idea of testing the radio outside a little bit. You know, use this one some of the time. But you get a beautiful day to sit outside, low humidity. It's like, hey, you got these handheld radios sitting here, and you got a mag mount antenna sitting here. Why not try it out and see what you can get? So it's like, hey, we'll give it a shot. And worked out pretty good. And so I'm glad how it went today.
Good stuff. I like to hear good results like that. It's always, like I said, it's nice to know what you got, and nice to know what works, and it doesn't hurt to give it a try, and see what it's able to do, and if you lose power, at least you got something that can still transmit and get out pretty far. So.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting too that I put the antenna on the hood of the grill, and they get that metal to contact there. It's really, I was kind of pleased with the results there, but it was kind of neat how it worked out, and figured, hey, why not give it a try? Use the TID radio with that, and. Like I say, that mag mount that you gave me, you used to have in the roof of your car. So I thought, hey, try the combination out. And, you can do it any time. It doesn't have to be Field Day or POTA or TOTA or any of that. Just try it out. Check out your equipment.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It is pretty pretty neat there. And, just get the stuff going, see what you got. So, yeah, good stuff. Glad you're able to get some use out of that antenna too. It's better than having it sit around and do nothing. So,
yeah, appreciate being able to use it, and it's definitely it's just might have been the first today, but probably won't be the last. Like I say, I'll probably try it out there again. Let me say the TID radio is, I think it's 10 watts, and that probably seems to get out a little better. And, but I've had good success with the bowel bang as well, so might test it out too. But I'm trying to try those contacts. I think I tried a DMR today, but no luck in that area. So there's always another day.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. DMR is hit or miss. It just depends on the day and who's on, and what's going on that day. It all depends.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we'll wait. Like I say, more opportunities, and trying more on the RF side. I still use EchoLink. I try to make the contact
out in California, but again, no luck there. But that's all right. Like I say, just a lot of various modes to try it, and so I'm like I say, enjoying that that opportunity, that side of things.
Yeah, the echoing's nice. You know, and it's nice to have, but I'll say there's just nothing like good RF signal, you know, and one of those things where it's like, yeah, you know, Echolink, it works, and it's going to work, but RF is like, yeah, this is nice, and it's dependent on the antenna that's set up and where it's at, so I don't know, to me, it feels better, but...
I agree on that one. Like I say, Echolink is a nice means. Yeah, you can talk to somebody cross country or whatever, but it's not the radio signals, like say RF is you can get into the lower, the 6 meters, 10 meters, you start getting 20, in the general range, extra class ranges there. But to be able to, to do that and even do that QRP with a lower power there is, it's kind of cool. The way the signal propagation works out there, NAWTV.
Yeah, it is pretty neat, and I don't know, it's kind of cool to be able to get out there and reach with the antenna that you got. And I still like the build that I've got. And, with Mike, built a homemade antenna. It's like, yeah, this is nice. Getting out pretty decent with a homemade antenna and a good setup at home, and it's pretty cool. It's nothing like a good RF conversation,
Yes, and you get good range, get good range into the repeaters. Your signals are good from your base station there, and I did a good job on that. But, glad how that's working out for you. Your quality of your radio and your installation, and again that antenna plays a big role for the SWR. The lower you can get, the better, and such. So definitely have to when you get a moment, if you're inclined, definitely try to reach out there on those simplex. 146.52, or try it out there and see. You never know.
Yeah. I've heard various people on Simplex carrying on a good conversation, and well, it was pretty neat to listen to, and hey, this is pretty cool. I mean, I've had good conversations on a Simplex channel, and it's kind of like, so it's kind of neat to see it all come together and reach out radio to radio even without a repeater. So
yes, exactly. Just really, it was, for me to be able to do it, especially with a Baofeng, to be able to talk to somebody over at Long Lake and John R. Rochester a few months ago, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Imagine, being able to, get up into the general class and, even in the tech class, you get the right time for 10 meters or even 6 meters. You can
make some good contacts in that way as well. So down the road, down the road perhaps, we'll see.
Yeah, a little bit of study time. I'm getting there. I'm looking forward to getting my general and going on from there. I might try to get, as I take my general class, or my general class, I might go ahead and just take my extra as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's fresh in your mind there, you got enough to lose, you passed your general, and, you know, you can go on and try, you know, try for the extra. If you get it, hooray, you know, if not, at least if you've got one, and if so inclined, you might end up with two, you know, so really open up the band of privileges there. So, yeah, definitely encourage it there if you're able to do that and if desire, you know, you want to do that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hey, hang on one moment. I'm going to step out of the car for a minute.
Roger that. Henry, WCD, standing by.
Kate, well, I'm just standing by. Henry, WCD, Kate, well, I'm
YNU, NAWCB, welcome back there. Got a little break in there.
Yeah, ran into the store real quick and grabbed some pop for, can't have pizza without pop, so we're on pizza tonight and had to grab some pop and then Neil called real quick, she had a question. So, took care of that and now I'm heading north.
Onward, yes. Yeah, you can't have pizza without pop. That's a good thing. I think we're barbecuing tonight, if I'm not mistaken. We got some more bricks to store, and so I think it's a toss up between hamburgers and brats tonight. So I'll let Mom surprise me. Be surprised on that one.
Yeah, that's probably a good meal right there, for sure. Talking my language, burgers and brats.
Yes, indeed, and beautiful evening to do it. Van Live, just you know, kind of cloudy off and on, but it has been a beautiful day. Yesterday was good as well. Just enjoyed some good weather.
Yeah, it's been really nice. It has been really nice. Tomorrow's supposed to be warm. I think it's supposed to be mid-80s with a little bit of humidity. But I'm enjoying it. I like the summer. I like the warm months. I don't care. I'm not going to complain about how warm it is because the alternate is snow and cold, and I don't like snow and cold.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's supposed to be, like I say, it's supposed to be warm tomorrow. Little surprise there. I guess there was a severe thunderstorm watch to the west of us yesterday. I think it ended earlier than they thought, but it looks like they have some flare-ups there at the western side of the state, and looks like I can't remember the location. They had some, I think they had some pea-sized hail or something, but thankfully nothing over here. In fact, I don't even think we got any rain here yesterday.
I was watching that. I was watching it come across the state. I watched them issue the watch. I'll have to send you the video that that I got from the storm, from the hail, because they did get the pea-sized hail, and somebody got a decent amount.
Yes, they did. Yes. I kind of surprised at that. I saw the the advance, you know, the notification on it, and I thought, well, it'll probably be soon. I say, sure enough, it did, and then I got one here for our area, and it's still like not, doesn't look favorable, probably not a watch. It's just kind of weakened there through our area, so I'm kind of glad we could have used the rain, but it's all good.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I was waiting for it to storm, and it just really didn't do much, and that's okay. I'm all right with that. It was late, and I'm like, hey, I'm tired, and I just trying to unwind from the weekend.
Hey, WCB. Yeah, I bet. Busy is work, and of course busy with the kids here this weekend, and it seemed like that turned out real well.
Oh, it did. They did a good job. I told them I was proud of them, and it turned out really well. I'm glad, and they were nervous, but they weren't that bad. They did good, and definitely happy for them. Definitely glad that they chose to stick with it and not quit, and made it to the end there. So.
Yeah, that's it. That stick-to-itiveness. That makes it hard, whether it's ballet or, sport like baseball or football or, the hockey, basketball, those kinds of things. Takes a lot of practice, a lot of hard work, a lot of extra hours, a lot of discipline. But I'm glad how it worked out. It looks like it was reflected in the pictures and the end result there. It looked like there was quite a few in that. Pretty neat.
Okay, well, yeah, there were about 20 dance sessions, I guess. I don't know what to call them, but they're like, I guess, 20 acts, I guess. And each one were different. So there's some homeschoolers and then regular school, and different classes and age groups and stuff like that. So it went well, and it was good for the girls. They learned a lot and did a lot, and like I said, I'm proud of them for sticking through it and continuing, even in times they were sick or. They just didn't feel like it and whatnot. They pushed through, and they didn't quit.
That's pretty great. And like to say, even when they were sick or didn't feel like it, to be able to push through, that's pretty commendable in that regard. I think, like to say, I'm glad, and definitely something they'll carry with them, and maybe they'll do it again. Maybe they'll go on, like, say, tap dancing or whatever you mentioned the other day, but again, it's just a good marker there for them, and definitely something, like say, something they'll remember.
Yeah, they will, and I think they want to. It just depends on finances here in the fall. I think we're going to try to get them into the Christmas pageant one here in the fall. So just kind of see how money is and kind of go from there.
Yes, that's it. That's all you can do. Lots can happen in the next few months. So, it's just a wait and see, and run with it. Take it from there as it comes.
Yeah, definitely. It's good, you know, and it keeps him busy. And just like for Mike, he's in the ham radio and he's in his games and stuff like that. So it gives him something to do, so keeps him out of trouble.
Yeah, that's the big thing, you know, with these kids. You know, keep them out of trouble, keep them occupied, and those are good things. You know, I remember coming for the day, you know, you go out and try out for Little League or something, and, you know, they have so many on a team, and, you know, if you didn't make it, you got cut, and, you know, it makes it hard to where, you know, be able to, you know, find things to do or get to a place, you know, again, it keeps you busy, it keeps you occupied, and for Mike, he's like saying, he seems like he likes the radio, he likes computers, he likes that programming, those types of things. I'm glad for him in that way as well.
Yeah, definitely. He's, it's definitely catches his interest, and so. But well, Dad, I am home, so I'm gonna go in here and unwind, get ready for some pizza, and kick back and relax. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. And you guys enjoy your evening, enjoy your barbecue and brats and burgers sound really good. But we'll get to talk to you later on.
Yes, indeed. Definitely. That pizza sounds good. Pop, we'll let you head on in and enjoy it. Enjoy the time with the family there tonight. Enjoy your evening and day off. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the barbecue tonight. I think we're going to watch a movie. Looking at South Pacific or one of those, but that's okay. Looking forward to the evening. But anyway, you enjoy yours. Your day off tomorrow. Good talking with you. Thanks for the ride along. I'm sure we'll be conversing again. But I wish everyone 73s and 88s, you and the family. And we'll talk again soon. Have a great evening. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Yeah, sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. And 73s and 88s to you, Mom. KYNU, Claire.
Just wanted to say hi, Dave. You don't have to respond back. W8BD.
This is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima.
B8OOE. W8LMT Mobile.
KSA-BK Monitoring.
W8LMT.
Oh, there we go. It's boost back, right?
What's that?
Just like a boost back. Crystal clear again.
Well, this one here would work all the way home for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, the love and repeaters. I backed my power down too, by the way.
Well, all right, I think you're all set up.
I'm going to head back. I will yank at you later. W8LMT, and I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that. I will talk to you later. KF8DJK, we're going to stand by and stand by.
Radio check, Bay 8 UGQ. Radio check, Bay 8 UGQ. And antenna check, Bay 8 UGQ. Radio check.
Calling station, I didn't get your call there. The KDA UDQ, keep it us to bear. Other station looking for a radio check. Do you copy? Keep it us to bear.
Thank you.